the World. I'm John Batchelor. My colleague and friend Gordon Chang joins me as my co-host at Gordon G. Chang. The song is Glory to Hong Kong. Glory to Hong Kong. And the challenge now is what is to be done with the potential banning of this song, not only in Hong Kong, not only in the part of the world dominated by the People's Republic of China and their gunmen, but also on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Music. We welcome Mark Simon, longtime deputy and director at the now closed Apple Daily, and Jimmy Lai's close assistant. Jimmy Lai remains in jail, detained, persecuted, along with editors and columnists of the Apple Daily. But right now we're speaking to a song that was commonplace to hear during the protests of many years, but especially in 2019. And now we're in a courtroom potentially to rule on whether this song, Glory to Hong Kong, can be hummed, played, sung, recited in any fashion on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Music, which the last time I checked, that's the USA. Mark, a very good evening to you. First of all, Glory to Hong Kong. Was this in English and in Chinese? And what kind of Chinese is it best performed in? Good evening to you.
Oh, by far it's best performed in Cantonese, the local dialect of Hong Kong and the southern China, Canton, even southern Guangzhou, Shenzhen region. It's also performed in Mandarin. I've heard it before that before. It's performed in English, which is a somewhat tortured version, but it's there. But yes, it's a Hong Kong song. It's Cantonese song primarily. You can perform it just about anything. I've heard it performed actually in Spanish, and so people can translate it. It's got nice. The lyrics are pretty good, but the tune itself is moving. But yeah, this is one that comes out of the blue. It's the rule of unintended consequences of dictators. In other words, they do things and you don't know what's going to happen. They've moved to ban this song in the eyes of the National Security Bureau. It's actually banned right now from what we've seen, National Security Department. And so the problem is how do they enforce it? What are they going to do? And everybody knows there's really only one thing they can do in Hong Kong, and that is shut down the internet. In other words, not let people search for it, censor the internet, which is, it's an international financial center. Once you do that, once that genie's out of the bottle, well, then this show becomes censored because, well, you can't have us saying bad things about them. And then parts of Twitter become censored. So they could, this move by the local Hong Kong government could move Hong Kong behind the Great Firewall.
Mark mentions to search mechanism, Twitter, search mechanism, Meta's Facebook, also to be banned. Not just can you hear the song or see it, even searching for it. Gordon, you have a question for our friend Mark.
Mark, obviously Beijing wants to ban Glory to Hong Kong for download in Hong Kong. Do they also want to ban it for download in other parts of the world?
I think the intention of the national security law is it would be a violation to listen to it anywhere. In other words, promote disruption in Hong Kong. So the answer initially is yes. What we've seen, though, is the court was supposed to rule. And then all of a sudden it's pretty obvious someone in the Trade Department and some other places said, you know, if we do this, we're going to end up in a war with all these tech companies and also with all these other governments. So maybe we can try to refine it. I talked to somebody actually yesterday who thinks what they're going to try to do is say it's only banned in Hong Kong. But that would mean it's still available on VPNs in Hong Kong at Spotify and the other places. So in other words, what are they going to do to ban this thing? I actually believe what will happen is they'll pass the law. And then, yes, if you're humming Glory to Hong Kong, you could be prosecuted for it. You know, they're going to have speech code violations in Hong Kong, which they already have. But imagine banning a song. It'll also make it the most popular song in the Chinese world. If it's already not, it will become that shortly. In other words, you ban a song. What's the thing, the Streisand effect? You know what I'm saying? And otherwise, they will make this song number one.
Mark, checking on Apple Daily's veterans who are persecuted and detained. First of all, What can you tell us about Jimmy Lai? What are his upcoming court dates? What right now is his condition?
Well, my understanding is his health is okay. His major court date, the national security violations, those are coming up September 25th, as long as they move through with this, and which we think they will. The interesting thing is my understanding now is we're looking at a trial that could stretch as long into February. In other words, start September, go to February. Much like many of the trials in Hong Kong are going quite long, largely because the prosecution just keeps presenting witness after witness, evidence upon evidence. I think more not so much to worry about getting the conviction, but for them to prove they've done the most part of this. We have, unfortunately, still six members of staff, or really five editors, and they are all being held. They are not being released. Unfortunately, three of these individuals have decided to give evidence against others. People break. It's one of the things in Hong Kong. There was an article in The Atlantic recently that talked about the movement fracturing. I disagree with that. The simple fact is you've got close to 1,500 people in jail. We've had about a dozen break and go against others. And Jimmy's going to face that as well. He's going to face people testifying against him. But it's going to be a long, long trial.
Gordon, you have a question.
And the result is known. The result is known.
So, Mark, is there are there efforts in Britain and the United States and other places to get Jimmy freed, either medical parole or some other means?
I think in fairness to the Biden administration, they've been pretty vocal, and there are people in the Biden administration and in the State Department who are interested in helping with Jimmy. The French have started to become helpful. The one government that really has not done a whole lot, that is the Sunak government. And cleverly, you can barely get them to mention Jimmy's name for the simple reason that every time it comes up, and we were told this by some people in the FCDO, every time his name comes up, essentially the Chinese literally throw a fit. And I think they just think it's just too much trouble. Jimmy is a full British citizen. It's one of the things that really upsets me about the British government. They try to cloud that. He is a full British citizen. He holds the same passport as Prince Charles, I guess, but the same as any person born in the UK. He is not a BNO, you know, a British overseas passport holder. He is a British citizen. And as far as I can see, the ambassador to China, Carolyn Wilson, the consul in Hong Kong, they're really not that active. We get more activity out of the Americans.
I noted that the foreign minister, Mr. Cleverly, has delayed or postponed his visit to the People's Republic of China because of turmoil in the foreign ministry, well-known turmoil. So the conditions between Whitehall and the Forbidden City are strained at the moment, but the inability of Britain to make a claim on its own citizen is odd. Mark, about the people in Hong Kong, the people there who are carrying on with their lives. Is the persecution daily? Is it constant? Is the intimidation everywhere? What does it feel like inside Hong Kong?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I just saw somebody last weekend who had just come out, person who lived there for 20 years, a local wife, a wife from Hong Kong. And I was having tea with them. And they told me very clearly, Hong Kong does not feel the same in any way, shape, or form. The newsstands are different. In other words, you look at the newsstands, there's no real news there unless you pick up a foreign paper, which is very rare. There is a sense around Hong Kong you don't talk politics. And there's also a very clear division in Hong Kong. In other words, the pro-government people almost live behind walls now. They don't come out. They don't see people. They don't really live the life that's a normal life of a normal citizen. Even in the opposite, even if you were in the government in the past, say in 2017, 2008, you could pretty much walk into the Hong Kong club. they still walk in, but they go to the table that is only pro-government people. Yes, they've changed them. They've changed the city. It's completely changed the city, and it changed it for the worse. And I think that's why people continue to leave. The exiting from that, from Hong Kong now, you know, we're into now, there's several hundred thousand, at least 300,000 and above, have exited Hong Kong. And these are some of the best and the brightest.
Mark Simon, longtime deputy to and director at the now closed Apple Daily. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.